Is love a concept too?
Yes. Yes, love is a concept too.
Yes. I was just thinking then if people are loved, then there's nobody to love.
Yes, there's nobody to love.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. It's just another thing in the phenomenon world. Mm. But examine it and you'll see that it's just a concept believed into experience. Mm. It has no basis in capital or reality.
Mm. Some non-duality people do talk about it. Really, all there is love.
Yes. Yes, the phenomenal world at its essence is love. This is love. Love is the movement, is that which is moving all the time. But it's in the appearance. It's still in the appearance. So if you're saying that all there is, then it must be all there is phenomenally, because that's all there is. Because that which is, isn't there. Do you know? Sort of? Yeah? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there would be no other to call it love. I mean, in deep sleep, you don't call it love. You only call it peace afterwards.
Yes.
During it, yes. You don't.
Yes.
So the love experience is only recognized as a love experience when there's somebody to recognize it as a love experience.
Yes and no. So in deep sleep, when there's nobody there to call it love, what would be called love anyway? There's nobody there, but would there be something still that's there that can be called love?
Could there be with nobody to
Yes.
see it?
Yes. Mm. Yes, it cannot be there.
Is that because love means relating?
Yeah, it's just another concept.
It's just another concept?
Sure, it's just another concept. Sure.
And is it just another feeling then?
Yes.
Because it's so powerful.
Yes.
But it's just a feeling.
Yes. It's just a feeling. Yes.
In the same way as fear.
Yes. You can say it's a primary concept. Do you know? Because the movement is love. The movement itself, that which is change, that which is... Oh, I don't know. What can you call it? Movement, that's all I can say. So to separate love from the phenomenal world is like taking movement out of wind. You know, can you have the wind without movement? It's too intrinsic. So in the phenomenal world, yes, you can say that love is intrinsically the substance of all. In that way, it's a primary concept, but prior to all of that, even love is too much. Even love is too much. And that's why we say God is love. That is written in the Bible for sure, God is love. Because, you know, if we have to say that God is something, well, the primary concept is what comes in. So we say God's love, but that's still a conceptual God, and we put a label on so we have a definition. So prior to all of that, even love is too much. Yeah. Sure. Well, have a look at loving another, because loving between two is always based on desire. Always. Mm-hmm. Always. You usually find the desire to feel special is running in there, you know, with intimate love.
I'm conceptualizing here, but I tend to see that as a different sort of love, a love that has self-interest.
All love has self-interest. Give me an example of love that has no self-interest.
I see what you mean about the primary mover. It's like in becoming. Yeah. The act of becoming.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. That is love.
Mm.
Yes.
So, this is a personal question, but after liberation, is making love, does making love happen? Yes, everything happens.
Well, the labelling doesn't happen, so everything happens.
No, but that expression of what we associate with making love.
Yeah.
That happens.
Yeah, but without the labelling.
Yeah, but it's an experience.
It's just movement. You know, it's just movement, like any movement. It takes mind to say, oh, this is nice and that's not nice. And that's all concepts, you know, or making love as opposed to a shag. Or, I mean, it's all just quality controlling, you know. It's all, like, it's just movement. And then it takes concepts, and I like and I don't like, to have, differentiate between making love and having a shag.
This is difficult to get my head around.
What's so sacred about love? It's just another concept. It's either all sacred or nothing is sacred. But having a hierarchy within the conceptual world, oh, forget it. It's way too far in.
Why has some, seems to have more validity, is you hear that God is love, you see that?
Yes.
Why it seems to have more validity.
That's right. That's right.
That's why I realised there was an attachment there.
Yeah.
It's okay, I can let that one go, maybe, or maybe that one goes and that one goes. But the idea of God is love is quite a primary one.
Yes, yes, you see, yes.
That's why the love one.
Yeah, fear love one, is hailed.
Yeah. Fear one, I can see might be an illusion or whatever.
Okay.
But the God is love.
But it's
one.
Opposite. We'll hang on to the nice one, we'll get rid of the fear one.
Exactly.
Yep.
You got all those books you've read, Love is All, blah, blah, blah.
Yes. Yes, beyond all of that. You can hang out there for a long time, but it won't be enough. It's just a perspective, you know, that love is everything, or boundless love, or whatever it is, you know. It's like, yeah, sure, fine, but beyond all that.
What about unconditional love? Where you love somebody and not necessarily getting love in return.
It's between two people, it's based on separation. So it's not unconditional. It's a desire to love. There's something. What is unconditional love? I mean, really, 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 can there be unconditional love? Really? Well, there's absolutely nothing. Nothing noted or noticed or desired or wanted back. Because even the noticing that it doesn't come back, so that you can label it unconditional, is already too much. It's already been noticed that there's nothing coming back. So we're right in there in separation, and the horse trading is going on.
But thinking sort of, say, with our children, I mean, sometimes, you know, you just keep loving, even though you might not get... But you're not counting the cost of that. You're not saying, oh, well, there's nothing coming back. You just do it.
And why is it even noticed? Why is it even labelled or noticed?
Well, yes. I suppose as a mother, you maybe don't necessarily notice it. You just love.
Loving happens.
Mm.
But when there's two and there's somebody loving another... Now it's into a sticky area. We've put all these concepts in and something is diluted. We've got all the dynamics of me and you and what I want from you and what I is telling you I don't want from you because I'm going to love you anyway, and it's like mucky. It's mucky, you know?
Well, I think in a lot of love relationships you do expect love in return. But I think there are cases when...
It's still relationship, no? With your child, it's still relationship.
It's your child.
It's your child.
It's not my child.
Yes.
And if there's ownership, it's like society will say, well, that's your job because you had them, so of course you have to love them. And move away from all of that stuff. Move away from all of it. Let loving happen if it's going to happen.
Loving happens, and that all feels right or whatever. Then you have a row with the kids, then a concept comes in, like Robin said, you know, I've done all this for you, and so it's fine until it changes.
Of course.
And then I certainly don't have unconditional love for my children.
Yes. And then it can go into anger, and you tell yourself, well, I love them, of course, you know, this is like a tough love, you know, but there's bloody anger going on, you know, and that happens then.
Yes, all the same.
But we're in a society where it's like, oh my God, but you really do love them underneath it, you know, the anger will pass, and you really, it's like, oh, for God's sake. You know, whatever way it is the way it is. Like, step out of the way of the right and wrong, step out of it all, and just, it's just going to happen anyway the way it's going to happen.
I'm struggling with this one because about 30 years ago I met this quite amazing human being. I looked into the eyes, and the eyes were just so beautiful and so full of love and demanded nothing, absolutely nothing.
Yes.
They were just there.
Yes.
And that was a big hook. And that made me want to leave the world of phenomena.
Yes.
Or at least see behind the appearances.
Yes.
So what was that? Was that a reminder of something else? But it was very, very beautiful.
Yes, it's an experience.
It's an experience.
It is, and it's a desire to feel love. That experience wouldn't have such resonance with you unless there was something that absolutely needed to feel totally loved.
Yeah.
Otherwise it would have been, yeah, that's lovely, what's next? But if it really pulled you in, then there was some deficit around love that was being addressed.
Yeah. It was such a powerful experience, I couldn't speak for weeks afterwards.
Yes.
For about 3 weeks I couldn't talk.
Yes.
Couldn't make sense of anything.
Yes.
Couldn't even remember which room I was staying in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. It addressed some deficit. You just got a turbo charge, you know?
Yeah.
Did it change how you loved yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what it was doing then.
Yeah.
Because the I often has to come to wholeness. You know, it has to be complete. It has to be all right about loving itself and accepting itself. And so then it's not demanding so much attention.
Yeah.
Do you know? So when it comes to wholeness, well, then it can be disintegrated happily. You see?
Yeah.
So very often that total, some kind of complete love experience needs to be there to let it settle. So that yearning for external love and external gratification and external endorsement, so that whole story just falls down. Very often it crumbles after that the love bucket is full. It's been done.
Yeah.
That's where therapy comes in, you know, that bringing the eye to a whole place. But it's, of course it's eye work, but it has its place. It brings the eye to a wholeness. And sometimes that's all somebody can do, because it's about feeling whole, and this stuff makes no sense at all, because the wholeness is where it's at. And there's, you know, I've often noticed people in satsang, and it's like, it's just theory. It's absolutely going nowhere, because this yearning for love is just too powerful.
Yeah.
It hasn't been met. Yeah. For some they can drop it, and for some they just can't.
Yeah.
They just can't. So it's the wisdom to kind of know where you're at, you know, and to know what that was and why that wasn't, and then to let it go and to see what it filled that role in. Okay. And so beyond love. Beyond love.